Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor here at the News. Today, we're sitting down with Eric Agi. He's a technical coordinator and a consultant for Cascade Water Services. Eric's going to discuss cooling tower maintenance, common mistakes that are made in the field, and the state of the water treatment industry. Let's get to it. All right, we're now joined by Eric on the podcast. And Eric, can we start? Can you detail for us a little bit about your role at Cascade Water Services and give us a little bit of background on the company as well?
Yes, thank you, Nick, for having me here and giving us give you some insight into what we do at Cascade. I'm a water technologist with a company, and I'm one of the technical consultants, and I have over a decade of experience in the water treatment industry, performing roles, such as equipment specifications, pipe integrity analysis, risk assessments, and training. So my job at Cascade basically is to provide technical support to our sales and service team. Cascade Water Services is a full-service water treatment company with a solid national footprint. As one of the nation's largest privately owned water treatment companies, we provide products and services throughout the U.S., Hawaii, Alaska, Caribbean. And we have a footprint in Central and South America. At Cascade, our value-driven approach to doing business means that we're always striving to provide the highest quality products and services at the lowest cost. Mm-hmm. And over the years, we've had opportunities to work with several industry associations and organizations. We've worked with the Cooling Tower Institute, the Air Conditioning Contractors of America. We've worked with the Association of Facilities Engineering, as well as the Association of Water Industries. And here at Cascade, we take a lot of pride in our ability to provide both turnkey and customer-specific solutions to water treatment. We have a well-trained and qualified human resource with extensive knowledge in all aspects of HVAC business, and our business ranges from work in chemical formulations, equipment design, and we actually have the manpower to handle a range of jobs, anything from tile cleanings to routine field service.
Yeah. Well, so, and you mentioned in there that Cascade specializes in water treatment, and I just wanted to ask kind of why the company chose to specialize itself to that segment of the industry.
So I mean, we realized very early on when we started as a company that there was a significant sector of the water treatment industry that whose needs were not being met by the big companies at that time. And we knew when we started that we could leverage the experience and expertise that we already had in water treatment to grow our business. Mm-hmm. And so that was an easy sector for us to actually start off in. And actually, our business model focuses on the commercial and institutional segment of the water treatment industry. Mm-hmm. This has really allowed us to develop procedures and systems that directly apply to our customers' unique needs and wants.
Well, and you'd also mentioned a little bit about cooling towers, and I wanted to get into maintenance of those a little bit and ask you, what are some of the most important steps that need to be taken in regards to cooling tower maintenance?
What I would say is that preventive maintenance not only makes our work as a company easy, but more importantly, it saves our customers tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars in downtime, costly repairs, and reduced efficiency. In my view, the most critical step really is having a maintenance plan in place. And actually, because of current legislation in New York, our customers that are based in New York are already being mandated to have these plans as part of a more detailed tower management program. And even when routine maintenance is not mandated, we always advise our customers to take preventive maintenance seriously.
Yeah.
After all, you know, once you have it corroded to you, your pipe, you know, no amount of water treatment can reverse it. And, you know, because every system is different, we believe that, you know, the first critical step in developing a maintenance plan is to actually conduct a system survey and a risk assessment to determine, you know, the factors that need to be taken into account, you know, when you develop such a plan. And, you know, water treatment companies like Cascade have technical expertise in preparing such plans. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage, you know, cooling tower managers and owners, you know, to reach out to such companies for help and guidance in developing their maintenance plans. You know, a typical management plan will have information on the maintenance team. It will have information on monitoring and inspection schedules. It would have information on, you know, water quality parameters, as well as information on Legionella testing and remediation.
You mentioned a few steps in there, and when you're looking at cooling tower maintenance, what steps do you think are most often overlooked?
Record keeping, I would say, is something that needs to be taken more seriously, you know, when it comes to tower maintenance. Mm-hmm. Even with a good, you know, management plan, it is critical that, you know, proper records are kept. You know, for example, if there's a critical system event, you know, if you have proper records, then, you know, that can help in you know, troubleshooting and isolating the cause of the problem. Another area that could perhaps be taken more seriously, it's startup and layup disinfection cleaning.
Yeah.
You know, proper cleaning and disinfection of a cooling tower at the beginning of end of a season, you know, can go a long way in extending the lifespan of a tower and actually improving the effectiveness of a chemical treatment program.
When you're talking to consumers, how do you help them best determine when it's best to either repair or fully rebuild a unit?
So, I mean, repairing a cooling tower, rebuilding a cooling tower, usually is something that is very capital intensive. And so, at Cascade, we understand that, you know, our customers and most, you know, tower owners and managers, you know, would want to wait till it is absolutely necessary before getting it done. Our policy at Cascade is to provide customer-specific guidance on such issues. So, you know, for some of our customers, you know, our guidance will be based on dropping heat transfer efficiency. For some of our customers, you know, our recommendation to rebuild will be based on the actual physical state of the tower. You know, if the tower has deteriorated to a point where the structure itself is not physically sound, or, you know, it poses a safety risk, you know, then definitely we're going to recommend tower building. You know, but this extreme scenario where the tower itself, you know, the physical structure is not safe, it's an extreme example.
Yeah.
But the idea is to work with the customer and help them understand how, for example, a drop in cooling efficiency might affect their bottom line or overall maintenance cost. But I have to actually mention right now that of particular note is the fact that the tower's physical state, mm-hmm. I mean, if it deteriorates to a certain extent, can actually be a risk factor when it comes to designing an effective water treatment plan. Of particular note is, you know, when we have a plan in place to combat a pathogenic species like Legionella, if the tower itself is in bad physical shape, then, you know, it makes that work even more difficult. And so in situations like that, we'll definitely recommend remedial actions that might actually include tower repair or rebuild.
Yeah. Looking big picture for Cascade and looking at the horizon a little bit for the company, are there any major projects or events that are coming up for Cascade?
Well, presently, Cascade is focused on you know, integrating our technical field and laboratory services. We believe that this will enable us to deliver a more streamlined service to our customers. And an exciting aspect of this is our move away from, like, you know, paper service reports and call slips, to a new electronic reporting system, you know, which will tremendously improve our ability to manage information and actually provide, you know, proactive customer support. And we're also working on developing training modules for our customers. These training modules will be hosted on our website and will be available free of charge to our customers. And we believe that these customers are actually our partners in delivering quality service. Another exciting thing that is happening right now is we just established a remote monitoring station in our head office in Hicksville, New York.
Okay.
And what this does is it gives us the ability to actually view and, you know, manage our chemical feed stations and controllers remotely. So we don't have to be at a customer's location to actually look at, you know, what is going on. We can troubleshoot over the internet without having to travel, and this mm-hmm. has really reduced response times and improved efficiency at locations where this has been deployed. And we are working towards expanding this to cover more customer locations.
Eric, you had mentioned in there Cascade's website, and one way we close the show is to ask if people want to learn more about Cascade Water Services, where can they turn? Can you give us the that website address?
So our website is www.cascadewater.com, and, you know, visitors to that website will get a lot of information about the company, you know, including our services and products. And, you know, people can also call our national call center at 1-800-247-3973 to speak directly with one of our sales reps or our technical associates.
All right. Eric, thank you so much for stopping by the Newsmakers Podcast.
Thanks, Nick, for having me. Talk to you soon.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Eric and learned a bit more about cooling tower maintenance, some of the common mistakes that are made in the field, and the state of the water treatment industry overall. Thank you for listening. And we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.